The deadline for an agreement between the EU and the US on what import taxes will be levied on companies trading with the United States has been moved from tomorrow to August the 1st. President Donald Trump has announced tariffs of 25% on Japan and South Korea and has sent letters to 12 other countries detailing the taxes that they face from the 1st of next month. In April, Mr. Trump announced tariffs of 50% on the EU and even steeper taxes on some other countries. It all led to turmoil on the financial markets, leading him to suspend some of the highest duties to allow for talks. He left in place a 10% tax. The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Harris, has welcomed the extension.
We were facing a scenario where the 10% tariff rate would have automatically risen to 50%. And as I've been consistently saying, and the Irish government has been consistently saying, we needed to avoid that scenario where Wednesday morning would actually mark a higher rate of tariff. 50% tariffs would have been extraordinarily damaging, I think, to the EU-US trade relationship. But there is now clearly a very significant body of work to be done. Our position remains the same. Tariffs are not a good thing. We need to seek every opportunity to lower them and to get to zero for zero.
Well, we're joined now in studio by Fergal O'Brien from the Employers Federation. Beck, you're very welcome. Good morning. Zero for zero, saying Simon Harris there. That is the aim, clearly. But is it looking like at least 10%?
Good morning, Audrey. It continues to be a really challenging situation. I think it's very much a double-edged sword in the last 24 hours in terms of the further extension. Of course, it's a relief that we're not facing, you know, some of those higher arbitrary so-called reciprocal tariffs. But the uncertainty continues. Everything that we see and hear from the EU side, from the US, from business internationally, is that it looks like that these tariffs will be sticky in some shape or form. It looks like it is going to be an ongoing challenge to our competitive position. Irish economy, look, has been really resilient in this last six months, this first half of the year, in many ways, despite all of these challenges. But if these tariffs do stick, and as the Taoiseach just says, there's a long way to go before we see details. And we're not going to know everything on the 1st of August either again. I think that's really, really clear. At best, we can hope for a kind of headline framework agreement. If these tariffs do stick, then it's a significant blow to our competitiveness.
Well, we were talking earlier to Martin Hayden, the Agriculture Minister, and clearly food and drink is very much part of all of this. And he was saying that even 10%, because there's already a 16% tariff on Irish butter. I mean, that's significantly high.
Yes. So there's a whole range of products and different tariff scenarios here. And we came into this trade war, obviously, with lots of zeros for zero. And that was really important. And as Atonish just says, for as many sectors as possible, we need to get back to that. In some sectors, we already had tariffs. We already had a very challenging situation for Irish dairy products to be competitive in the US. And the success that they have achieved through some of our branded products has been incredible over the last number of years. In addition to these arbitrary tariffs that we now find ourselves in, we've also had this weakness of the dollar, which has been a really material impact over the first 6 months of the year. For most products, the weakness of the dollar has been as the same scale as the tariffs.
Right.
So it's that double whammy on top of tariffs that were already there in the case of dairy and other
sectors. So has much trade between US companies and Irish companies either stopped or significantly reduced since the start of the year?
So it's been incredibly noisy, right? And, you know, we've seen so much product going in ahead of tariffs being introduced. The first half of the year, overall trade looks good. We've had so many products that haven't been impacted on the tariffs, pharmaceuticals, for example, and other sectors. And then we know, despite the resilience we've seen in the economy, despite those headline trade numbers, there is real stress and real pressure in lots of Irish businesses. Our most obvious has been our drink sector. There were already some challenges coming, incredibly reliant on the opportunities that we're finding in the US market. And now we're seeing, you know, such a large proportion of our drink sector, in particular our whiskey sector, essentially mothballed at the moment. That's a real challenge.
Yeah.
But this competitiveness hit is going to impact us right across the economy. We need to start getting prepared that this could be sticky, and we need to be taking real, practical, tangible measures now that are going to protect us.
Because we know what Donald Trump is like. He says things and then things change and there's all of that. But then are we at a different point now in the year than we were even back in April? Because the money from the tariffs that were imposed is rolling into the American economy. And I'm reading, you know, in various newspapers and other magazines that, you know, that the mood is quite relaxed in the US at the moment, that prices in the shops are not noticeably higher than had been predicted. Unemployment is fairly flat. The S&P, the stock market index, is resurgent, back at all-time high. Trump might look at that in conjunction with his big spending bill and say, let's go for this. Is there a danger of that?
The tax bill last week, I think, is really material for Ireland. It's really material in terms of big issues for the US in terms of implications for inequality and the transfers that are happening. But it is going to be positive for investment into the US. There are really material measures in that tax bill. Politically, it's very significant. The administration is going to be emboldened. But also, they've got a spiraling deficit. So you can see how the US system could get hooked on the revenue from the tariffs. And I think what they'll try and do is find a level that won't spook the horses so much that it's going to be a material cost to the economy. And they've been through that in terms of the kind of April kind of fluctuations in terms of policy. I think this is going to settle. I think there is an ideological kind of leaning towards these tariffs, and the revenue does matter. We need to get prepared for the fact that we're going to face a challenge to our competitiveness, and we need to focus on our controllables. And we know the government met yesterday looking at this competitiveness issue in terms of a competitiveness summit. We're going to see an action plan towards the end of the month. We're going to see a new national development plan, more spending on infrastructure, the things that will underpin kind of long-term success of the economy. And the budget now, I think, has to be other political priorities, but very much from an economic perspective, it's framed in the context of the hit to our competitiveness from the trade war. And we need to do the right things to underpin our competitiveness and our ability to win and do business.
Which is what?
Spend on the right things. We need to spend on productive activity. We need to spend on our infrastructure, give the commitment that that spending will continue. We need to do so much more on skills and innovation. We're nowhere where we need to be in terms of being an innovation leader, an R&D performer. And we need to look at the cost of doing business. So all of this is about competitiveness and making Ireland less attractive in terms of being able to win new projects or sell into the US. We're looking at countries like Germany now that are potentially unleashing very, very significant policies to reduce the cost of their energy. Yeah. And that's something that goes right across the economy in terms of helping cost of doing business. And it's something that our government needs to seriously look at. We need to make us more competitive through regulation and through proper interventions in terms of the fiscal capacity we have in the state.
Thank you very much indeed. Fergal O'Brien from IBEC, thanks for coming into us. It's 20 past 8.